say a word or two about my mother. She was so conscientious because she hadn't been able to get much schooling, but when she was alone so many weeks without Dad, because she had to leave town, so they wouldn't put him in jail, and she had this little baby,
Earl,
just to talk to, and she got so lonesome, she was so sick, and then she taught this little baby the alphabet, and by age 3, he was reading.
Huh.
But none of her other children got that opportunity because she got too busy with other youngsters. But I just wanted to mention that. And that when her children started school, she looked at their books, read them.
Uh-huh.
And every one of the older boys would, if she would have a dialect on a certain letter, they would correct her. So they made Mother so conscious. But she talked all right. She knew big words and she could use them properly. And then I remember when I was a little child at 918 21st Street, I was outside and somebody was playing the organ. And there wasn't anybody else around. And so I peeked in the door, the parlor at that time,
uh-huh.
and it was my mother playing hymns on the organ.
Huh.
And when she saw me, she quit. And I have never seen her do it since. Then when I was about 10, I wanted to learn to play the piano. And so Dad did take the organ out, and we ended up with the piano. And we just loved to have lightning and thunder, you know, on this piano. Because on the organ, you had to pump to get the tone. Well, anyway, when I was going with Glenn, we hadn't married then, but we happened to come out, it was the middle of a Sunday afternoon, and the doors were open, and we just sat on the porch, and then somebody started playing the piano, and it was hymns, and he was singing.
Huh.
And he says, "Who's that?" I said, "That could be Mother." Mother had a beautiful voice, but she was so backward in front of people for fear they'd bawl her out.
Huh.
And so when she found out we were there, she quit. So when we weren't home, she must have practiced to know those. Because she said Eris took lessons on the organ, but half the time when the guy come, Eris wouldn't be there, deliberately on purpose. And he'd be down at the swimming hole with Ogden River. So once in a while, Earl took lessons from him to not make the old man feel bad. And Eris has regretted ever since, because when he got in the South, nobody could play, so he did enough on some of the hymns,
uh-huh.
and he was sorry that he hadn't learned more.
Huh.
I just thought I'd tell you that I think my mother would have had a great opportunity and have been a lovely, knowing what things were if she had had the opportunities to study. But she still read a lot, and I think that has helped her. And then the children growing up, and I remember one night, Byron was studying German, and he had to tell what one paragraph was, and he couldn't seem to savvy. Mother said, "Well, let me see it." And she pronounced it. She had seen Swedish,
mm-hmm.
but she was only 7 when she left there, remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, she read it, and she could give him the gist of the story.
Uh-huh.
And so there was quite a thing, a lot of things I think she could have done if she had had the opportunity. But you know, you live in your children a lot, and their experiences and things help you.
Yeah.
Then I thought I would, well, do you want to tell a story about how that poetry, and then I wanted to make one comment.
Well, I don't know if really want that poetry or not, but to me, quite a bit. I can't read it.
Brent can read it.
I can't read it.
No, why don't you tell your story?
Eris Belknap, my grandfather, was the first bishop of the 20th ward, and the majority of people were poor people, and they had a hard time collecting money and this and that. And so every so often they divide the ward up into sections and send people around to ask for money for the ward. And I was asked, and June Cassie, that if we take a block. And I said, "Mother, I can't, because I was going to read the poems, and I've got to write a poetry poem, and I do. Well, I just can't write poetry, just in my line." And so she says, "You help your brother out getting money, and I'll write school poem." And that's the poems you wrote for me.
Now, do you want to read it or not?
What year was that? Do you remember?
Sure. Well, my mother died in 31. Must have been about 1930.
This poem is now here in Aunt Gladys' Book of Remembrance, and it's called The Christ Child. And it reads, "On a merry Christ day many, many years ago, there was born a little babe who was called the Son of God. He was born of parents humble, who were ever seeking for the right, and were always brave and fearless in guarding o'er the child of God. Oh, the joy that came to Mary when she saw the Christ child, living in the manger lowly with the halo o'er his head. And the shepherds on the hills of Judea awoke from their peaceful sleep and heard the angel chorus sing, Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And the wise men from the east came to worship at his feet and to praise the God of heaven for sending us the King of Kings. There were many days of pain and sorrow as the child to manhood grew, and Mary saw how persecuted he would be for the gospel's sake. And when at last upon Calvary Hill he hanged upon the cross saying, God forgive them, they know not what they do. If we ever strive to serve him, follow the path his footsteps trod, he will greet us with the words of love, Enter into the joy of thy Lord. Written by Anna Booth Miller."
I just want to make another comment.
Okay, go ahead.
Unless you're through, are you?
Well, I want to tell about the barn and Bob at time getting sunburned. If you want to go ahead and tell
it. Go ahead and tell it.
Well, Brian Belknap took his kids and his brother, old brother Byron Belknap, up to Bear Lake, and they wanted to go boating, and so he said they could. And of course it was a hot summer day, and all the kids got in the boat with hot shirts on it. And Bonnie told his son Bob, you've got to put a shirt on. I don't want a shirt. You'll get badly burned if you don't. So he had to put a shirt on, as his dad told him. But Vaughn says he couldn't make his little brother Byron put a shirt on because I wasn't his father, so he wouldn't put a shirt on. And of course he got sunburned badly and is in bed for 3-4 days afterwards.
Wow.
After that he'd always wear a shirt in the hot sun.
Learned the hard way.
Yeah, that's why most of us learn things the hard way, isn't it? Or,
right.
Would you want us to go mention the brother and their who they married?
Yeah,
now,
let's go through the
well,
children and your brothers and sisters.
Hiram Earl Belknap's the firstborn. He born July 18, 1890, and he married Emma Lou Potter. He met her in the Grant Hospital in Chicago, Illinois. He was an intern at that time, and she said that she's a nice supervisor, and they'd go down the dining room to eat, and the interns all come in and wait in line to get their food. And she said, they started kidding about different ones. Oh, she said, I remember that one. And she says, wasn't long after that I was introduced to him, and I did marry him.
Earl said, she's the one that caught him.
Huh.
And then there's Eris Guy Belknap. He was born September the 6th, 1893?
Yes.
And he took Mabel Harris out, and sometimes he's kind of slow about coming home at night. Of course, he didn't live very far from him, but Harris says whenever he heard the telephone ring, oh, that's my mother, I've got to beat it. So he'd run home. By the time he got home, mother's asking Brother Harris to go tell me to come home. And she was a pretty blonde, and when she was young, she was slim and trim, peach cream skin, and a pretty blonde woman. And then there was Lonely Brian Belknap. He was born September the 9th, 1895.
Yeah.
And he married Rose Marie West Belknap. And they got married kind of young. I think they were just 19. I got married on the 20th of August. I don't remember.
18th of August.
18th of August, but I don't remember the year, but Bonnie was just 19 and he turned...
It was 1950.
And anyway, he turned 20 September the 9th.
Uh-huh.
1995, and then Rosemary with Belnet turned 19th October the 4th, the same year, so they had a lot 20. In common, and she used to like to wrestle with Vaughn quite a bit when I first married, and Dad sent Vaughn out to Preston, Idaho, because Hiram Belnet owned the Hiram Belnet Lumber Company.
Mm-hmm.
And Preston, they sent Bonnie up there to learn bookkeeping and how to manage a lumber company. But he and Marie used to get around. She wanted to wrestle with him, things like that. But anyway, they had a swinging door between the kitchen and the living room. And he got the best of him. She said, I'm going to get even with you. She picked up something to hit him.
A bar of soap.
With a, anyway. He ran to the swinging door, and when it swung open, it hit him on the back of his head and knocked him unconscious. Oh, I killed my husband. She said, she screamed and cried. She didn't know what to do. Finally, he came to. And then there's June.